NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
To tell me. first of all, let me hear you, let me hear you, let me hear you. Let's take it to Tennessee. Stay right there. Y'all help me see. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Power. He's got power. Wonder working, wonder working, help me call his name. I say, she, help me call him. Over here.
Special dedication to all of the mothers that's under the sound of my voice. I did not say to all of the women who had children, for you can have a house full of children and not know the first thing about being a mother. Mothers know what it means to make special sacrifices for the family. Listen to the words. No charge.
Good morning. It's a great day to be alive. Why? Because it sure could have been another way. This is another new day the Lord has let us live to see it, and we are so glad, and that's why we rejoice in being so thrilled about it. You just heard some great and inspiring gospel music to get us started off this morning. You're listening to the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County country boy. Catch the wind.
Places, oh Lord, I show. Oh, there's one thing that God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. Like pure gold, love. My God is real, oh, I can see Him in my soul. Yes, God is. God is real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. Him in my soul. There are some things God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. Oh, His love for me is just like pure gold. My God is real, oh, I can see him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, yes. God is real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has worked and made me whole. Him in my soul.
How many need the Lord? Come on, don't fool me. How many really need the Lord? Well, if you know you need the Lord, just stop lying and see about you. Lift up those sanctified hands down in the valley place. And with everything inside of you, I want you to scream out, Jesus, stop lying and see about me.
Come see about me.
Come on, I think we need to say it again. Come on, Jesus.
NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where you can listen to the best in spiritual and gospel music 12 hours a day now. That's right, from 8 o'clock a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. every day. Nothing but the best in spiritual and gospel music. We thank you for locking us in this morning. We're going to get ready now for the bottom of the hour station ID, and then when we come back, my friend, we're going to bring you some music from those Canton spirituals out of Canton, Mississippi. Choo, choo. I'm the old one, the old CCCB. Translated, y'all know me, the old channel.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
But what I want the Lord to do is get up in me, Jesus. Get up in me, Jesus. Y'all ready to have a little check in here? How better you be? God
Until the hour. Once again, you are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Sending the program out this morning in its entirety, as always, to all the sick, the shut-in, to all the bereaved families. And just know we here at NFI Radio Gospel Network, we love you, and we're praying for you, and we pray that God would just continue to lift you up and bless you real good. I'm the old Chatham County country boy. I ain't got nothing but love for you. And we're going on up to the top of the hour, brothers. Very pleasant good morning. We love you. Choo-choo.
Come on, y'all. I want everybody to clap your hands. I want you to know that everything you need, God got it. Listen here, church. Right here. Y'all don't
Whatever you need. know I had to stand one day and watch Mother go home. Glory to God. I stood on the banks of Jordan. Watched the ship of Zion go sailing over.
Thank you. The number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County country boy. Catch the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Radio Gospel Network, your station for the best in spiritual and gospel music that you hear anywhere around the world. The morning show is now on the air. I'm your host, the old Chatham County Country Boy. And following us every morning, we'll be on from 8 until 11 o'clock a.m. And then from 11 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m., you can catch the Anointed One. He will bring you more great and inspiring gospel music. And then from 2 o'clock p.m. until station airtime is off at 8 o'clock p.m., you can still hear the best in spiritual and gospel music. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, but it's all gospel. Amen. We just heard some great and inspiring gospel music to get this hour started off. Amen. Once again, we're sending the program out this morning, as always, to all the sick, the shut-in, to all the bereaved families out there. And just know that we love you here at NFI Radio Gospel Network. If we can do anything to make your day more comfortable or more enjoyable, just give us a call here. You may want to call in for a request, or you might just want to call in and chat with us here. We'd like to hear these phones start ringing, letting us know you're listening. Huh? Let us know you're listening. Amen. To all of our friends out there in Radio Land, let us know you're listening, and we'll be more than happy to give you a shout-out and to give you a play your song on the air.
We're living in a world where we are having trials and tribulations along the way. We're having heartaches and pain and misunderstanding. But Brother Davis just told us that if we can make it to God's kingdom, one moment will pay for it all. Somebody ought to say amen. Tonight I'm glad that I start making preparation a long time ago to have that one moment in God's kingdom. When I didn't have no God on my side, I went down on my knees and I told the Lord to create in me a clean heart. And while I was talking to him, something began to move. Begin to move on all to my heart. And right then and there, I made God a promise. And everywhere I go today, I like to tell men and women about the promise that I made the Lord. Listen to this.
One day I told
moving away. Now. I got a young man, well, I can call him that, that's here tonight. We talked and I decided that I'd write a song just for him and myself, so that we could just sing it to you. And he's been my friend for a long time. We go way back. Ladies and gentlemen, will you welcome with me Brother Lee Williams? Y'all know, listen, I just want to let Lee sing. Can I do that? I mean, I just...
Keep holding on. just a matter of time. Now somebody said, you'll have it may be grace. Well, let me tell you something. If you live on, you're gonna get that same way. Yeah, and somebody go around laughing at other people. I stop by to tell you, leader, keep on laughing. Well, 'cause one of these days it's coming back. It's just a matter of time. You know what? You may say I'm pretty and look down on everybody else. But let me tell you something. You just keep right on living. Well, one of these is gonna turn around. Be just like somebody else. Keep on. Keep on praying. Keep on holding on. It's not as far as you think. If you look around here in this building right now, I dare you to reach out and ask him. He's waiting on you. And all the time you've been complaining, and all the time you've been crying, don't you know he's here tonight? You ain't got to wait. It's just a matter. It's just a matter.
It's just a
matter. It's just a matter. Don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it is. Let me tell you, he's no farther away. He's no farther away than you can reach out. Somebody said he's passing through. If you want to be healed, I dare you to reach out and touch him. Whatever it is, a few tears today, a few worries tomorrow, but just keep holding, trusting, 'cause it's only a matter.
Join the NFI
Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotline. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website, nfiradio.com, or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
May we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the wave.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Is it morning time? It's morning, ain't it? Yes, it is. But guess what? Where somebody is, it's afternoon. Where somebody is, it's already evening, but I tell God thank you for allowing us to see this morning, because he was the God that watched over us last night. He was the one that touched our bodies this morning to allow us to get up, and I tell God thank you. Even if it's afternoon where you are, go ahead on and tell God thank you, because guess who have brought you this far? It is God, and I tell God thank you. If you're getting ready to go to bed, wherever you are, guess who have brought you through the day? Guess who is keeping you right now? And I tell God thank you. I thank God because he is the God that knows everything. He's the God that's everywhere. He's the God that looked beyond our faults and saw our needs, whether it was morning, afternoon, or evening, and came to our rescue. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your son, Jesus. Father God, I thank you for being the holy God. I thank you for being the mighty God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being the healer that touched our bodies, God. Father God, I thank you for being the God that is the miracle worker, God. Father God, I thank you for being the God that loved us so much that you sent your only begotten son. Father God, I thank you that you still loved us enough that you left your Holy Ghost power in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being the God that loved us when we were yet sinners, God. Thank you for being the God that knows and can see ahead in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I tell you thank you just for being the almighty God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bless you and I praise you and I glorify you just for being God. Oh, Father God, I ask you to touch right now, God, those that are sick, God. I speak your healing power in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, those, God, that need somewhere to stay, I ask you to provide in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, those that need a friend, I know that you are the best friend that we could have in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, those that are incarcerated, God, touch their hearts, touch their minds, God. I tell you, thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, bring forth that transformation, God, that you get all of the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you, God. Oh, Father God, touch our young people, God. Continue to cover them with your blood, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you lead and you guide them, dear God. Give them your wisdom and your understanding as they come to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to bless right now, God, those that are in leadership in the land, God. Oh, Father God, give them your heart and your mind in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify you just for being my heavenly Father, God. Oh, Father God, touch right now. You see and you know, God. Oh, Father God, not according to our will, but thy will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you for just being the almighty God, Father God, I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. I thank you for all things, God, great and small, in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. I bless you and I praise you. In your son Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for all things. We can never, ever thank him enough for what he is doing. And the word of God let us know that he would never, ever leave us or forsake us. And the word went on to say that we can cast all of our cares upon him. And I am so glad. I bless the name of the Lord, for he is the mighty God. He was the God that was in the beginning. And I tell God, thank you for all things. We thank God for this opportunity to come back one more time. Had it not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know about yours, but who was on my side, I tell God, thank you. I don't know where I would be, might not be living, but I thank God that he loved you and me enough that we are still here. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We invite you to come out and go and worship with us if you so desire. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study. Bible study starts at 7 o'clock p.m. And on the third Tuesday, we have noonday prayer starting at 12. We invite you to come out and go and pray with us. If you can't stay, you can go ahead and leave. We tell God, thank you for the prayers of the righteous. When we come together and God is in the midst, he moves mightily. And I tell God, thank you. And on the third Tuesday nights, we don't have Bible study. But I always encourage you to go into the Word of God wherever you are, because see, it's the Word that's going to keep you. It's the Word that strengthens you. It's the Word of God that leads and guides. And I tell God, thank you. And we invite you to come on the third Sunday in August at 3 o'clock p.m. Bishop Dexter Sutton and St. Matthew Disciples Church of God will be coming to do appreciation service for yours truly. We invite you to come out and go and worship with us as we give God glory. I thank God for all things, great and small. I don't take it for granted. But we invite you to come out and join us on the third Sunday. That's August the 18th. At 3 o'clock p.m., we still going to worship God with our whole hearts. Yes, Lord. We ask you to govern yourselves according to the announcements. I thank God for this opportunity to come back one more time, because that lets me know that we are still amongst the living. We thank NFI Radio for allowing us this opportunity to come to teach the word of God. I tell God, thank you, because John 1 and 1 say, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 2 said, the same was in the beginning. I thank God for the Word, because as we stand on the Word of God and we live that Word, you're going to find that you grow in God and that you love God and you reverence him and you honor him. When we were last together, we finished talking about you can't serve two masters. And I tell God, thank you, because if you try to serve two, you're going to love one and hate the other. Ever who has your heart, whatever has your heart, ever who you are dedicated to, that is your master. But if you're serving the true and living God, you're only going to serve him. He will only be your master. You won't step out of his will and step into the will of Satan. Jesus taught about mammon, being money. If money is your first love, that's who your master is. But if Jesus is your first love, if God is your first love, and the Holy Ghost is your first love, that's who your master is. And I tell God, thank you. And I want you to know that if you are following Jesus and you're living for him, that's who your master is. You can't follow Jesus and follow Satan at the same time. That's a double-minded person. I thank you, God. When you have the mind of Christ, that's the only one that you're going to serve. You can't serve. Sound harsh. As we did this study, you can't serve and love family and friends more than you love God. You got to be sold out to our Heavenly Father, to his Son Jesus, and to the Holy Ghost if you're walking in righteousness. When you follow Jesus and you love him with your whole heart, you're going to find that he is your master. And as he is your master, you're going to find that you no longer walk in darkness. You find that you walk in the light of God's word. You find that you trust God with your whole heart. You find that you serve him with your whole heart. You find that as you're following Jesus and Jesus is your master, you're going to find that you will walk in the light. You are no longer walking in darkness. What are you talking about, Gladys? When you walk in the light of God's word, you are following him. And I know that it's metaphorically speaking, but it's meaning that you live a life for Christ. It lets you know that you step away from sin, because if you are walking in darkness, then you are walking in sin. But when you walk in the light of the Lord and you are following him, you're going to find that you want to be like him. When you walk in the light, Jesus walked in the light. He had no sin. And yes, he said he is the light of the world. Because have you ever been in your house just talking about darkness and light? If you have the lights on in the house, the electric current, you can see where you're going. But if the lights, that currency is not on, that electricity is not on in the house, and you walk in, it's darkness in the house. You're going to find that you might bump into things. You're going to find that you can't see where you're going. When you walk in darkness, you are walking in sin. And you are not following Jesus, because he is the light. He is the righteousness that we must follow. Sin is darkness. But when you walk in the light, I tell God, thank you. You won't go wrong. When you walk in the light, you are following Jesus. Talking about walking in the light, when you walk in the light of the true and living God, when you walk in the light, it means that you see things the way that God see them. You don't lean to your own understanding. You don't do things the way that you want to do them. When you walk in the light, you're going to find that you hate sin. I already talked about you can't serve two masters. You can't get rid of the big five and hold on to the little five on the down low. But when you're walking in the light, you hate sin. But you love righteousness. Yes, you do. When you walk in the light, means that you're going to follow Jesus with your whole heart. You're going to agree with the word of God. You're going to live that word of God. You're going to confess your sins unto God. And you're going to do what the word of God say to do. See, it wasn't just today that the light of the world was talked about. But if we look at Isaiah 2 verse 5, the word of God said, O house of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord. And I tell God, thank you. When we walk in the light of the Lord, we're going to fulfill God's word. We're going to walk in righteousness. We're going to be obedient to God's word when you walk in the light. And I tell God, thank you. When you walk in the light, you're walking as Jesus walked. No, we are not perfect. But if we are following Jesus and we are serving him, we're going to do the things that the word of God say to do. He say in the word, for I who have called you is holy. Be ye holy in all manner of conversation. And when we're talking about conversation, it ain't just talking this life. It's a life that we live. James tells us, be doers of the word and not hearers only. And when you're walking in the light, you're going to find that people will see the holiness of God in your character and what you are doing. When you are walking in the light, I tell God, thank you. There shouldn't be no darkness there. You have turned from sin, and you have turned unto the Almighty God. When we walk in light, I tell God, thank you. Remember, you're not in that dark house no more. Sometimes when you get home, like I said, and you walk in, and you didn't turn the light switch on, you begin to walk into things, and you can't see where you're going. Same thing with sin. When you're walking in sin, you're not walking in the light of God. When you're walking in sin, you don't have a relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. When you're walking in darkness, you are following Satan. But I tell God, thank you that his son Jesus came. He went on the cross and gave his life for us. The word of God tells us if we believe that he died for us and we confess our sins, then we shall be saved. Say, God, if you believe that God sent his son, and his son went on the cross, and that he didn't stay there when he went in the grave, but he rose in the name of Jesus. I tell God, thank you. He was the light right there showing us that God's word is true, that God is not a liar, that he stands on his word. He came back from the grave. Yeah, he did. And I tell God, thank you, because as he was resurrected, yet it over. Yes, God. Do you know that when you die to sin, yes, Lord, you are resurrected in Jesus. And I tell God, thank you. We're talking about walking in the light. If we look at Psalms 56, verse 13, the word of God say, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. Will not have thou delivered my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living. I tell God, thank you. We're still in the Old Testament. Jesus hadn't been born yet. But even then, they had to walk in the righteousness of God. As God delivered people from sin, he delivered this man from sin. And he had the right to say that God had delivered his soul from death. This is David talking. He let him know that if he delivered him from death, he was going through, thou deliver my feet from falling. He said that I may walk before God in the light of the living. When we walk with God, we're walking in the light. And even though David had his issues, he was a man after God's heart. And I tell God, thank you for all things great and small. David had some trials and some tests. He had to come against some mighty big enemies. But I tell God, thank you. As we are on this journey, we're going to come against some things that's not like God. The enemy going to come at us. But we got to still walk in the light. When we walk in the light, we won't walk in sin. When we walk in the light of God, even when the enemy comes at us, we still going to stand on the word of God. When we walk in the light of God, the word let us know. Psalms 119, verse 105, it said, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. As we walk in the word of God, and we are obedient to the word, you're going to find that the light of the word, because the word is truth, the word is going to show you how to walk. The word of God will anoint you. You're going to find that there are days that you have to speak the word to yourself. The word of God let us know that great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. When we are walking with Jesus, yes, we are walking in the light. We are being obedient to his word. I tell God, thank you for the word. When we look at the word, we see that the word is the light. And as we walk in that word, it will allow us to line up with God's word. We already told you can't serve two masters. And you're going to find that when you line up with God's word, that word becomes your life. You live that word. You speak that word. And when you line up with the word of God, and that word is a light in your path, you're going to follow Jesus. The word of God tells us to put not our trust in man. Yes, we got to love, but a man will deceive you. But one thing that I know about the word of God, there's no deception in the word of God. God will put people in our paths that we can have confidence in. But I tell God, thank you, that I know that I know that I can only trust him. When we trust God, God will align us up with his word. And we're going to love wholeheartedly. Yes, we got to love our enemies. Yes, we do. God is going to put people in our paths that we can walk with. If they are following Jesus, I tell God, thank you, your spirits will agree. I said to Rob, I say, God, if your spirits agree, and I'm talking about the Holy Ghost of God that resides on the inside, you're going to find that you're both are walking in the light of God. When you walk in the light, you're walking in the word of God. We look at Psalms 50. I tell God, thank you. Verse 10 and 11. We're talking about walking in the light. The word of God say, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. I tell God, thank you, that God know who's walking in the light. If he knows all the fowls on the mountain, and he knows all the beasts of the field, He know who we are, and he know who is following him. He know who is walking in the light. Not only was the light talked about following God in the Old Testament, but as we go into the New Testament talking about the light, walking in the light is walking in the righteousness of Jesus. I tell God, thank you, that when we walk in the light, we are following Jesus. We are not getting ahead of him. When we walk in the light, we're going to look at John 8, verse 12. I tell God, thank you, when we walk in the light of the word, we don't walk in darkness anymore. When I talk about darkness, I'm talking about sin. I already told you, you can't serve two masters. If you say you are following Jesus, you are walking in the light. If we look at John 8, verse 12, the word of God say, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I tell God, thank you. As we look at the word of God, Jesus is the true light. Yes, he is. And if we are following him, if we are living a holy and righteous life, we are walking in the light. I tell God, thank you, that he is the one that removes darkness from our lives. He is the one that removes deception from our life through the Holy Ghost of God. If we are following Jesus, I tell God, thank you, we are following him in salvation. Yes, Lord. I tell God, thank you, if you're following Jesus, you've been delivered from the darkness of sin. Yeah, you have. I keep telling you, you can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. If you're following Jesus just on Sunday and Bible study and special occasion, and the rest of the week you're following Satan, you are not a servant of the true and living God. You're going to love one and hate the other. If you love Jesus, you're going to follow him in every area of your life. I tell God, thank you, that if you're still walking in darkness, and darkness is sin, you are not a follower of Jesus. I'm not being harsh, but I'm giving you the word of God. When you follow Jesus, since he is the light, you are walking in the light. But if you're following Satan, he is darkness, and you are walking in darkness. I tell God, thank you. Jesus even said, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. When you're following him, you have that light in your life. You have Jesus in your heart. You love him. You love people with your whole heart. You even can love your enemy who persecutes you. You can love that one that backstab you. You can love that one who look at you and give you those weird looks. See, I know I've been there, done that. And that won't God that in me. That was Satan that was using me. But when you walk in the light of the word and you do what Jesus have called you to do, you do walk in the light of life. It shows in your life. If you are following Jesus, you are one of his disciples. And I tell God, thank you, when you are following Jesus, you love him. When you are following Jesus, you are walking in the light. I tell God, thank you, that to follow Jesus is gain. You have the right to eternal life. Walk in the light of life. Walk and follow Jesus. God's willing, when we come back, we're still going to be talking about walking in the light. I ain't talking about that light bulb that you turn on when you come in the house, but your life, your heart portrays and gives the light. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
Still away in a secret closet. My father. All you got to do is ask him, and he'll give it to you. All you got to do is go down, go down. All you need is talk to the Lord. Yeah.
Coming up in this world, I often made mistakes. That's why each and every day I look toward heaven and say these words. Please forgive me, Lord.
Please forgive me, Lord.
For the wrong I've done.
For the wrong I've done.
Stay with me, Jesus.
For Jesus lifting me up, y'all.
share some of my struggles and pain. You won't mind, yeah. I've had some good days, some of them full of tears. But Jesus never left me alone. He said, come along my child. You can go
can you help me say it?
I'm
me the goons.
I want to stand up.
I want to see where they're hung in high.
I want to stand up.
I want to see where they're stretching high.
I want to stand up.
I want to see when the blood comes running down.
I want to stand up.
Wanna be able
I want to stand up.
She ran down for me,
I'm
y'all. Yes, I am, y'all.
I'm
I want somebody to look at me.
I'm
I want to hear somebody say he's standing,
standing
right down where Jesus stood.
I'm standing
way out.
I'm standing
way out on the hill, y'all. I'll be.
There is nothing that is more precious than Jesus to me, oh, to me, y'all. If y'all don't mind, I'd like to say it one more time right here. There is nothing that is more precious than Jesus to me. Yeah, the reason why I can say that right now, because he gave. Come unto me.
Jesus.
I'm glad I accepted you.
of peace. and tell it, lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? Do you ever tell it that? You got all power in your hands.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm on your watch.
Lead me.
I'm waiting on you, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Here is my hand. Take me by my hand.
Oh, Lord.
I know you can do it.
I've
stretched my hand to thee. No other help I know.
Lead
I'm gonna stay right here.
But holy ground, the ground that you're standing on.
bus. Holy ground, I can hear that sound just like Moses. Moses, take off your shoes, Moses. Moses, take your shoes off.
Yeah.
Thank you. way over. Jesus will in the middle of a wheel. Jesus, strong job.
Thank you.